Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Soundcheck Entertainment is a Milwaukee-based company specializing in all aspects of entertainment, from booking, rentals, rehearsal space, to lessons, DJs, and event production. And Soundcheck owner Michael Grassman is on the phone with us tonight from Milwaukee to tell us about their latest endeavor, the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Michael, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So, Michael, before we get into the Battle of Bands, tell us a little bit about yourself and Soundcheck Entertainment. I mean, you guys cover a lot of territory.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, growing up in the music industry, and you want to be working in the music industry, you kind of got to diversify and do a lot of different things. And then eventually over 20 years, that just became a full-fledged business. So, yeah, being a performer, sound guy, then turning into booking venues and working and building out venues, it's just been a really cool experience to dabble in every aspect of running events for the live scene.
Now, are you currently in bands out in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I play in a wedding band. That's my, obviously, the main way to make a living as a performer. I have a couple other side bands as well. I do a lot of acoustic duos. This new Battle of the Bands project is obviously my way. I never did as much original music as I wish I could have. I did a bunch when I was in my 20s, but now it's just it's time to start bringing that stuff back.
Wow.
I'm not doing it now, so I want to get back to it.
Well, that is awesome. And, you are partnering with the Whammies, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, to put on the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Tell us about your partnership and why we need another Battle of the Bands. I mean, what's your mission?
So the idea was like, it's Milwaukee Battle of the Bands because we wanted to make it bigger than just one venue one day. Obviously, I have a lot of connection with multiple venues, and I thought if we can do this more across the city, that would make it a bigger event, more something more inclusive. But I was looking, when I had the idea, I kind of looked into it a little bit, and the last experiences I've seen with Battle of the Bands were mostly like through colleges and something kind of on the small scale, and that was, those are all great and lovely, but I wanted to do something bigger. I wanted to do something citywide. I wanted to do something that we could give back to original music and focus on showcasing original music. But the biggest aspect was we wanted to ensure that every band that was signing up was walking away with the tools that they need to navigate through the music scene. As somebody who books music venues, I do get emails daily from bands wanting to play shows, and they have nothing to show to sell themselves, to say, hey, this is what my band looks and sounds like. Having promotional videos and photos are kind of a key tool to be navigating in the music industry. So to not have that stuff really kind of sparked this idea of like, we can give it to them. So that was the big thing for that. And then when I presented that to Whammy, they were just in love with it and threw their full weight behind it, and that really was a big driving force for us to reach beyond just Milwaukee. And then that's what the cool thing right now is, we've got bands coming in from all over the state, from Green Bay to Wausau, Madison, and Kenosha have come into the Milwaukee area to do the Battle of the Bands. Hopefully next year the goal is to, bring this show to places outside of Milwaukee. And honestly, I think right now we're already considering changing it Battle of the Bands Wisconsin for next year. And not just Milwaukee.
Well, I was going to say there are some really good prizes. I was looking through some studio stuff, photo shoot sessions, music video, a fest at a slot at Summerfest for the band to play, and even a paid gig. What bands are eligible? Right? Are they able to still sign up yet now?
Yeah. So there are four dates on the first round. We've done one. That was at Maddie's in Waukesha two weeks ago or so. Then we had eight bands, all original. We're not doing cover bands, so it's all original music. Usually most bands are playing two to three songs, depending on the time. And so there's still time to sign up. Our next event is March 14th at Nashville North. There are six bands performing there. We actually moved some of the bands around to make it a little more even because we have three more dates to do. And then the finale is on the 18th of April at Rally Point in Oconomowoc. So yeah, March 14th, there's still slots open there. And then the next date after that is Shotzi's in West Dallas. That has a couple spots open. And then Shotzi's in Oconomowoc. So for all the Madison bands out there that are interested in it, that's a good location, only about 35, 45 minutes from Madison, to do it in Oconomowoc on the 28th. So it's the 14th, 21st, and 28th are the next three rounds at those three venues.
Michael Grassman here from Soundcheck Entertainment. Yeah. Michael, as far as when the bands sign up to be part of the Battle of the Bands, obviously they're going to play a couple of songs. They're going to be judged on that. But I assume that you brought up the promotional aspect of band management. So how does that judging work, and who are the judges?
Yep. So one of the my partner in this whole thing is Aaron Labor from Throughline Studios, and he's doing all of our media stuff for this, like the videos and the photos. And we've got Josh Hill from JP Hill Productions doing all the audio. So we're giving all these great videos to everybody. So and then the feedback and the judging and everything like that comes, we discussed when we were planning this that we wanted it to be credible. We wanted the judges to be people of importance in the music industry. So it couldn't just be like, maybe it's cool and flashy to get a TV anchor to be a judge and it maybe draw some attention and it's cool, but what's their credibility is not really.
They don't know anything about the songs or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. So our first panel of judges, the first night was, we had an agent who was booking festivals and things like that. We had a performer, Gabriel Sanchez, who is widely known in Milwaukee, where he does the Prince Experience and he's on original music.
Oh yeah.
So he's able to give huge feedback on like, one of his big aspects that he would give comments on is like looking at your hands performing versus looking up at the audience. So he would give really good feedback that translates into being a, having a polished show on stage. But the goal is to have people who are credible, who could lead to, booking these bands for other shows down the road. I did a battle of a showcase for a battle of bands in like 2005 in Cleveland, and it was performing in front of record execs. So it was kind of that same idea that I had in my mind, which was let's not only just have judges to give feedback, but judges that could actually be like, hey, that band was really great. We had a band out of La Crosse, Earl Clare, come down, and we've already been like hooking them up with the agent that was one of the judges and saying, hey, this band did great. Let's see if we can put them for another festival or something.
Nice.
That's kind of like the goal of it.
Who are some of the bands that are participating that you're particularly excited about?
The one band that I really liked, it was Ember, E-M-B-E-R. They were out of the Eau Claire. That's the one band I was just talking about. I've heard of them, and then I finally got to see them live, and they just blew me away. Their showmanship, their originality, their look, everything like that was so cool. We had a young band out of the East Side called Good Grief. They came in swinging with just young four or five guys that high energy, really well-written songs, well-performed. We had Laura Peterson, The Old Souls, which is this Americana style original music. They just had their album release come out, so they participated in it. Trash Pandas out of Green Bay. They were one of the bands that advanced to the finale. It's been really, really great. There's so many good bands. At Kitty Softpaw, which is a newer, just widely enthusiastic band. And that was just from our first night. Our second night is going to have, six more bands, including Bad Year, who I've heard of before. I haven't seen them. I have not seen them, so I'm excited
They're
to
awesome.
Watch those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scarlet. A whole bunch of great original bands coming in.
Wow. So do the bands, do they get the feedback? Do you give that feedback from the judges to the bands then?
Yeah, it's kind of like an American Idol kind of deal where they give their feedback right there after the spot. And then we share, we have a judging sheet that we do everything on scales, and it's all broken down mathematically, and everybody gets to see that at the end of it as well. And then on top of that, the voting, the fourth judge is the audience. We actually do an actual poll to make sure that the audience gets a say in who they liked as well. So it's the three judges, they do their criteria, and then the fourth judge is the and it's not just the not like a Halloween costume contest where you're like, make some noise for this band, make some noise for that band. Like, we actually have a QR code on people scan it.
Oh, high tech.
For their band. Yeah, we try to make it as legit as possible.
I love the QR codes. Michael Grassman, yeah. Battle of the Bands. Yeah. If you want to get more information about this, or if you're in a band, you want to get signed up or just get more information, you can go to soundcheckentertainment.net. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Michael, it's a pleasure to speak with you tonight. Hopefully everything goes well, and thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for shining some light on this event.
Yeah, get back to us. Get back to us with who's the winner.
Yeah, keep us updated, please.
Yeah, we'll check in before the finale, and we'll talk about those cool bands. So, thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Hey, bad year was invoked. Here they are, Max Inc.
Voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight.